Technisch was habe ich mal ja gut so das ist sicher nicht was da hier auch schön was ich schon fahre. Okay, good morning everybody. Okay, so we're holding by the famous story of Reb Chaim with the with the treif meat that went into that pot and then Reb Chaim first said it's a shayla of min b'mino shishim b'drabana it should be l'kula, but then but there's blood there. So the blood is mimshenam in yishol chumrah. No, but the blood is dam shabishlo. So it's only a drabanan, so kula. But then no, but it's a treifa and it's yotim and also of treifa. So and that you don't get a din of dam shabishlo. So therefore it's mimshenam in yishol. So you have to go to chumrah. Okay. So this is the story. But the saga continues. So let's see. Let's see how this continues. So then we discuss what is the din of Yotzim and also according to Tosis, it's a Chai Malkus for. According to the Rambam, it's only an essay. And that's why Chalavisha is okay. What did you say? You can't have Chalavisha. Because Chalavisha is what? Is a Yosim also of Eva Menachai. Of Adam, you know, Zetochlu. So that's what the Magen Mishnah says. But no, but Yosim and Issa is only if it's a Yosim and Issa of a laugh. Okay, so that's the thing. Okay, so now, not an essay. Okay, so let's continue, I think on page 218 now, and see where this goes, keeps going. Okay. So the Rambam says, on page 18, Ushan, you have smoked Basar B'chalav, V'hamavushal, Chamei Tveria, V'chayot V'ein Lo Kinalav. Because it's a Shiloh, whether this is a Magen Mishnah says it's the Bay the Loifshut and the Yerushalmi. Whether this is considered real Bishul or not. Okay, V'chein Vashal Basar, but Mechalov, or B'chalov Mesa. So, what's the story if you have a dead animal, say an avela, and you cook meat with that milk. So it says part of the inu loka lachilasim b'shem basa b'chalav. So what's the story? Why aren't you? In other words, normally the halacha is that the din of basa b'chalav is only when you milk the animal when it's alive, so that's milk. But chalav mesa, meaning the animal's dead, and then you milk the animal when it's after it's already dead. So then that's not milk the deraisa for basa b'chalav. So the Rambam says, so if you're going to cook the chalav mesa, so part of einu lo kal chilas. So let's look now at the Bach. Let's look in the Halakha. Let's look at the Halakha Bach on page 19. Should you milk a dead animal? Never tried it, but okay. Okay. So let's see what the Bach says. So look at the second arrow. Okay. It's still going to be nevela because the boss is nevela. Culture came with Vachel Dom, Tchila, etc. Dam Shabishlo in Overlof. So. So he says, "B'chazok chalav neveil pater." The hutz the first day loki nachilas from mishum bas b'chalav, but still you're going to be loke mishum neveil. Still going to be loke mishum neveil because it's neveil. So you have, if you have vashem chamitver davshe bishlo b'chalav. Right, that's the rabbi we just saw. That if you just had the chalav of where is it? Yeah, the chalav mesa potter. Vayinu lokal filas mishum basim chalav, but it's still going to be asim mishum nevela. So what does that mean? Let's think of what he just said. Chalav mesa doesn't create basar chalav. So if you have chalav mesa with basar, it's not going to be basar chalav. But chalav mesa, it's still going to be nevela. So the question is that really the, so? Didn't we get through saying that the vela, there's no yotzei min aser of the vela? Because the vela only happens when it's dead. So the chalav, so maybe you don't say the din of yotzei by the vela. Right? That's what we say till now, right? We said treifa, right? We said there's a difference between treifa and nevela. By treifa, it's mechaim, so there's the only difference of treifa, but not nevela. So this Bach seems to seeing something different. Say, "Aluchlach l'farz day lokin al chilos b'shem bas b'cholov aloka lo b'shem nevela." Shem from then we culture came mivashal dam shekasim. So, one second. So, we have to see though. So, is the Bach arguing on what we were assuming till now? So that's what we have to look into now. So let us see what the story of with this Chiddush of the Bach that you're loka on that you have a din of Yotzim Na'aser by Nevela also. And if that would be the case, then there would be no chiluk between the veil and treifa. So let's take a look. There are several points here that we have to look in the Prima Gadim here. So there is a page 20 is the Seder of Hagos Hashoah L'Manishol Misur Hetter. So this section of the Prima Gadim of Rav Shechter points out that different questions that you have to ask if you're getting a Shaila that the Prima Gadim deals with. So he says, "B'simun samach vav dam tmeim nami osim mishem dam, chayul of kari sumalfus. In bishlo ozil iser dam, v'nisha iser tamim atara." Right, so that's what Shechter points out, that this idea that dam shebishlo only takes away the iser dam. That was the chiddush of Rav Chaim. So they point out, Shechter likes to point out that the Prima Gadim already, says this chiddush that dam shebishlo is not from a deraisa to rabbanon. That's the iser dam shebo. But if it's coming from a dover tameh, if it's coming from a non-kosher animal, nisha iser tamei min haTorah. Oh, so we'll see. But this is the first point. I think maybe the Sefer of Shapley wrote it in his thing that the Chiddush of Rav Chaim is really, Rav Shapley likes to say, the Chiddush of Chaim is really in the Prima Gadim. That the Chiddush of Rav Chaim is really in the Prima Gadim. And this Prima Gadim, as Rav Shechter always says over, the Chiddush of Kahir, on page 2, in the footnote, on page 2. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines from the bottom. Chayn hu b'seder han hagas, isav hedel Prima Gadim, seder beis os mem alf. He says, that always says that the chiddush of Rav Chaim that dam shebishlo becomes from a deraisa to a derabanan is only on the iser dam shebo. But if this dam has another iser, then that someone says cooked nevela is still nevela. So cooked dam, if dam is also an iser nevela, treif or whatever. So that's the Prima Gadim that Rav Shechter says that the that Rav Chaim was mechavin to. They say Rav Moshe Feinstein, he knew every Prima Gadim. But what's the chiddush of that? The chiddush of that is today, you see, today you have the Friedman Shulchan Aruch, and you can read the Prima Gadim. You look, take an old Shulchan Aruch and look what the Prima Gadim used to look like. And then to read every Prima Gadim from those Shulchan Aruchs is like beyond belief. That's the godless. Today, so that, I don't think we're mechuyev to do that today. Now we have the nice printing.
How do you mean to justify it? This is a very large work. Even that on its own is not
a show. I understand, but still, Prima Gadim is very hard to read and it's very terse. It's everything is Beremiza. But you know, that's what a Rav in Europe. You learned from the Prima Gadim. But today, we're thankful to have the new Shulchan. That's one of the good things that the Friedman Shulchan Aruch, he makes the Prima Gadim much more legible, much more readable than it used to be. Okay, so that's the Prima Gadim that Rav Shechter said the Rav Chaim was mechavin to. So now we have to look in another Prima Gadim. We have to do. There's a lot of steers in Prima Gadims, as you know. You know, there's a different. You know. So on page 21, we're going to see another Prima Gadim. So take a look. Okay, that we don't have to do. Second arrow. Hayim hilchos macholos asuris. Because of the mission of the lotus bar of divrei Rabbeinu dam shebishul chayiv alav halo in the mishnah. Is the first halacha malol is by in kares of malchus chayiv. Or ever shall feel malchus same. But mashikos a parak tes halacha vav bishul. The chal of mesa, or dam potter, the inlokin, or achiloso, mishum bosa, the chal of masha, the hayaloke, mishum dam, lokaim kim a chal of mesa, the loke mishum the vela.
So the point is like this. Rav Shach always says, Rav Chiddush was writing the Prima Gadim, but this is another Prima Gadim. This is not my finding. This is a Torah journal that comes out in England. I usually get it when I get my Bula of an Esro. Two Torah journals I get from a Ferrari. So, but that one, those two Torah journals that I got when we were together with the Bubov one and the Muncy one, I think. But then the one, and they didn't have the England. But then somehow I was in Muncy with my wife and something, so I told my wife, let's go to this farm store and see if he has it. They had the English one, the England. So I got the England one, the Kol HaTorah journal. Torah journal that comes out from Europe. It's very, very good. I have a minute to get one for myself and one for Rabbi Harari twice a year. So in this Prima Gadim, Rav Shach always says, Chaim is having to the said the same thing to the Prima Gadim. That's the other Prima Gadim. But this Prima Gadim is just the opposite. Because this Prima Gadim is quoting the Bach, and the Bach says there is an Issa Yotze even by Nevela. If you have milk from a dead animal, from a Nevela, the Lokem Mishum Nevela. So the latest b'chol of Mesa ki'im Yisra d'Rabbanu mo betis d'veil d'idei b'chol ha'kai adam. So and this is pointed out, and he points this out in this Torah, the Os Yaakov, page 22. After b'dam eimu b'shum lav d'neveilo mo shkos v'atosis. Right? Ki hu shahutra d'neveil hi chel hu v'dam d'am is not d'neveilo. Because of a prima godem, the psychological dam, the dam nevela also miatmeim. So the dam nevela as an iser of yotze miatmeim means that the exerus a cause of yotze ben osur. So this whole, so Rav Shach always likes to say, oh, Rav Chaim said the same prima godem, but there's another prima godem that this Torah journal points out that says just the opposite of Rav Chaim, that there is an Issa Yotze even by Nevela. Yeah, he writes in the bottom, but Divrei HaPrima Gadim, bottom of the page, of page 22. Psichosel hilchos malicha she'evenu le'el machakosel dam Nevela after imbo mishum Nevela atzma osu mishum Yotze min osu yatmeim kimo siram chen kosel shom b'chol of the veil also mishum yotzim and unveil of the dvar of nizgavim. So now the Naos Yaakov is arguing on the, and he's like the other pshat. He says nizgavim means it's very high up. I mean, it's very difficult to understand. The vayne kol shem nizhave iguf habehema chol of odam kol ze eino elu b'chayeha. In other words, he's arguing now with this prima gadim. And this Bach, people got him calling the Bach, was saying, he's saying that no, Yotzei is only if the Isser was created when the animal was alive. The animal that's not kosher was alive, so it was being the Isser was being created when it was alive, and now it came out. But if the Isser only started when the animal was dead. So then, so you can't say that there was creation of the
of the Isser from the dead, because after death there's no creation anymore. So that's what he says. So he doesn't like this. So he says the other way. Yeah, defend the Bach, please. Dam that comes out of the veil is the continuation of the dam that comes out of Abram and Achai. Couple's good. It makes life, puts a spice into life. Oh. And now, let's look at the Achiezer. The Achiezer? Chaim Oizer. He was the Gadol Hador in Vilna. What? Right, two hands. Reb Chaim Oizer. Wow. And who was Maspid Reb Chaim Oizer? Well, the Rav gave a famous Hesped, that's true. That's true, but who was Maspid at the Levaya? Rav Moshe Shatskis. Did I tell you the story? So, the little Yedidus here. This I was told to. Rabbi Chalap, he had the best stories. Rabbi Chalap was a fountain of information. So, he told me once when Rav Aaron Lichtenstein, Tzatzal, was in Chaim Berlin. He learned in Chaim Berlin, and then he transferred over to YU. And he told Rav Putner that he was transferring over. I can't imagine what. He was probably shaking, you know. So Rav Putner said, okay, I'll be masking with one condition, that you learn by the Gadol Hador, Rav Moshe Shatskis. You never heard of Rav Moshe Shatskis. Rav Moshe Shatskis was the Gadol Hador. But he was given, in Europe, the privilege. In other words, if you maspid somebody, that means you're the next in line, so to speak. So the fact that Rav Moshe Shatskis was maspid Rav Chaim Oizer, so that was he was considered the next Gadol. So he got the, and then he came to America, and he was a Magid Shir here in YU. I remember his son, Rav Aaron Shatskis. Rav Aaron Shatskis was here. Rav Moshe Shatskis passed away. What year did he pass away? Ellie? Yeah, so I wasn't even alive. Rav Aaron Shatskis was here. And I was just schmoozing with Shapsi Schreier. You know Shapsi Schreier? The Woodbear. So he was at the Chag HaSmicha. His wife is Dr. Berman's assistant. So I said to Shapsi Schreier, says, I remember when you were in Rav Aaron Shatskis this year, way back. So Rav Aaron Shatskis lived here in the neighborhood, and he was the son of Okay, so that's a good idea to know. He was one of the three people when they had the oral smicha bechidus. There were three people who did the oral smicha bechidus. It was Rav Shatskis, the Rav, and Dr. Belkin. There was three people and you. And then it was very, you know, traumatizing experience. They say people would like faint.
Yeah. It was, yeah. So, they say the way to survive is to get the Rabbanim to argue amongst themselves and learning that they would leave you alone. But
my grandfather,
yeah, your grandfather was a Talmud. Of, he told us in class.
Yeah, he, when he got a smicha, for all the twelve. I don't know about it. He was learning Barashasa from the
Rav. So he got it. Right. Yeah, he, yeah, his grandfather learned by Moshe Shastas. Pretty good. Yeah.
But my grandfather said that, I quote, I wrote down, he was right, but it wasn't the role. That's what my grandfather said.
Okay. But Rafunda said to Ravon Lichtenstein that he could go to Chai Berlin to YU if he learned by Rav Moshe Shatzkis. So he learned by Rav Moshe Shatzkis. Then he learned by the Rav. First he learned by Rav Moshe Shatzkis. Okay. So Rav Chaim Oizer here says on page 26, he says, "V'nir the mikol mokum issa Torah ika kamot zirin v'rotzon." Wow. He says, "What does he say? That there's an issa yotze by dam of the vela, v'chol of mesa, and the vela." So he agrees. Rav Chaim Oizer agrees with that prima gada. Okay. So that's the discuss. So that's the continuation of that discussion. Is it really, you know, is it really so? What's the case? Okay. So that's that. Now. Okay, so what else do we have to do? Now we have to do is a Noda Yehuda that you have to do. Well, someone told me a good story last night. I was on the phone with Beryl Feinstein's son-in-law. So he told me, he heard from Rav David, there was certain Sfarim that before Rav Moshe came to America, he was afraid that maybe they're not going to have them in America. So he made sure that they shipped them at Chuvas Chasam Sofer and at Chuvas Noda Yehuda, maybe some one or two others, that he was just afraid. No, it's not as dramatic. But that's the, like the classic Achronim is...
Didn't you say over the summer that Rav Moshe didn't look in the Chasam Sofer?
What did I say?
That Rav Moshe didn't always look in the Chasam Sofer?
Oh, so Joe Miller is asking a kasha for what I said in the summer, which I asked this fellow last night. Because Rav Moshe didn't always have those farm either, I don't think. That's why there was a lot of times he just had the Piskei Tshuva's quotation of it. And the Pirkei Tshuva quotes you 2-3 lines, but you don't get to see the whole thing. You know, so, right. Very good, Joe Miller. But I was mechaming to what you just asked last night. Okay. Okay, so there's a Tshuva from the Noda Yehuda. This is and then we have to do the Tshuva. You see, we've got the great things here. Tshuva, Noda Yehuda, Tshuva, Chasam Sofer, and Michas Chinuch. And a placey. And then we finish the pack. Okay, so what's the catch? What's the case? So they had this whiskey
Shanim ha'ovru ushtadlu tomi ha'yehudim yasochim hanal shenidlu lehem ushus b'chol chag ha'pes yuglu ha'vi tzav pes yan sarf shenasna medvam shenilam chashash chimus. They were getting kosher Pesach whiskey from Amsterdam. And they had to pay taxes. For Kol Pesach over halach Yehudi echad lefachter lechocher avamalo shuyichtov kal kolosh Amsterdam vishalchum misham chavis gadol shal yain tzaraf. Also behechshel Pesach. So they wanted to get the kosher whiskey from Amsterdam for Pesach. And via hachavis mechutam. So they would get it, you know, put a stamp on, like Vada Rabbanim or whatever, you know, stamped on the thing, so we know that it's good. Okay, good. So they're transporting these things. So then what happened? The question is, how many do you need? You need one stamp or chosim b'toch chosim? So the question is, maybe one stamp was enough. David lo be'in in chosim b'toch chosim. El b'Yisrael choshud aval b'nochri sagi b'chosim echad. It could be you only need one. So the question is that true? Well, we'll see. So it came with one stamp. So the question was, is that good enough? Is that good? Because maybe it was. Maybe the whole thing was flawed. Maybe it's chametz, right? So there were a bunch of heterim. Heter shlishi with the arrows. Sha'afim neima sheyishkol achush l'ziyuf kolpanim iyefshol zayv kulo arubush as kol odom margish bo mikol harech. In other words, if you're going to put whiskey, chametz stick of whiskey there, you're going to just switch it. Everyone's going to be able to taste or smell the difference. So you're not going to be able to do a full switch. But maybe they could put miyut. They could put, there was rov kosher lepesach, but miyut chametz stick in each barrel. Yesh locho sheyarev ma'ad yain tzorof shal chametz toch yain tzorof arbeish shal pesachim. So then what would be the issue? It can be deraisa, it'll be bottle. Had betrayed. In other words, to switch the whole thing, they won't be able to do. It'll be caught. So there's no chashash. They're going to switch the whole thing. So they'll switch miyut.
In one of some of the bottles.
In each bottle.
In each bottle, the fixed or some of the bottles.
No, I think in the bottles. So midoraisa, it'll always be rov kosher. Had betrayed bottle. And. So there was, what's the whole chashash? They switched on Pesach. On Pesach. Before Pesach is bottled.
You're not supposed to be bottled. That's the whole thing with the
milk,
right?
So 1 second. So it's bottled. This is happening before Pesach. Because they're getting it for Pesach. So it's happening before Pesach. So Pesach is also b'mashu on Pesach. But if it was the taruvas took place before Pesach, so then it's bottle. Oh, so 1 second. Okay, 1 second. It came with the reisach. So lo nisharach itzud rabban. So he says the only chashash really is that the miyut is going to be what? Give me a second. The miyut is going to be treif, right? It's going to be chametz. Right, v'lo nisharach yisud rabbanon died b'chol semechet. So there was a rule: is if it's a chashash of a rabbanon, one stamp, one thing would be enough. After Yain Sarf Shal Chametz, Yim Yain Sarf Shal Pesach, Chalukim B'tamim. See, I told you the way. But Maskanos HaShach, that's Leibos HaTayim. They got Chalukim B'tamim, Bein and Minator, Shishim, the Tam Kaker. So then it's a child of a Daraisa. Then you should need two stamps. Kinu Adim B'ni Don Yav HaLach Lach, Bein and Shishim, Minator, Meila Bein and Chosim B'tal Chosim, Rei Viza HaShach, Sosu D'Viyatza, Vada Yisham, Hek Shalam Sagid, B'chol. But Shach asked the question, when it comes to milk, Chosim Echad is good. But Chol of Tomei is an Issa D'Raisa, so you should need Shtei Chosim. That's the Shach's Kasher. Lama Sagim Chosim Echad, a Chol of Tomei, who is the Torah? Namely, V'nichale came in the Chol of Tomei because he says, kosher milk is white. And Chol of Tomei, like Shach said, Yorub means yellow. It's more yellowish. So he's not going to, by the milks, the Shach says, he's not going to change the whole thing, because you'll see. So, El Watz HaChashash, that he'll change a miyat. So therefore, it'll only be an Issa D'Rabbanim, because Mim B'Mino is Batal Barov Minator, it's only an Issa D'Rabbanim. For an Issa D'Rabbanim, Shach says, you only need one Chosam. Oh, so what about the taste? Kosher Echol of Tomei Meshune B'Tamim Michol of Tor, if you can't say Shishim Minator. Okay. That's your question. Okay, but this is what the other Buddha was bothered by your question, and he gave you this answer. Oh, so that's what he said here. He says when it comes to milk, the whole why does Chosam Echad good? Because no one's going to change the whole milk, because then you'll see the difference, and then you'll be caught. So no one's going to do that. And just like my Yain Sarf, no one's going to change the whole thing. So it's only a miyat, but miyat is only a derabanan, and it's not going to be enough of a change in taste, so it's going to be a shayla of mimbamino, and mimbamino you need shishim only with derabanan, and therefore chosam echad, that you didn't change even the miyat, will be made on that even the miyat was not changed.
But the
taste is very insignificantly different.
Then how would you tell them the beginning? Because
we're
not kosher, swap down the kosher
based off
deeper than
kosher.
Right. I'll be able to tell.
So you'll be able to tell. If you do the whole thing, if you switch the whole thing, you'll be able to tell.
So therefore, that tells me that it's not
going to
be
at all.
Why if I mix a little bit, it
doesn't make any
sense?
No, because if you'll be able to switch the whole thing, the reyach and other things. In other words, if you switch the whole thing, it'll be no. There's probably also when you switch the whole thing, so then it's going to be more of a difference, and you'll be able to tell. The miyat, it'll be too. In other words, if the whole thing is switched, then that tam will be enough. You'll be able to tell. If it's only a miyat that's going to switch that tam,
then that you know matters how much I have. So it's a lot. So it's a strong flavor. Then it'll be a different time.
Yeah.
It's a little bit, and therefore it's not as strong. You
know
what you're saying?
Is that what I'm saying?
I'm asking.
That's what I'm saying. Let's see. He says, "Sha'avim name sheyishlo chuzdei, but kolbani yevshul zayv kula ruba shas kol adam magish bo mikoa chareach." He uses the lashon mikoa chareach.
Chareach is not a factor.
Yeah. Oh. Okay, so now it gets even better. So the Shach is the question from the milk, right? And he gave that Terence. So again, Moshe Rosenzweig, Machavit, every question. On the next line, he's going to ask your question again.
Yeah, that's the best point.
Moshe Rotzel Tosha Edu Meshun Rach Math Batam. You see Moshe Math Batam last paragraph of the left side. Well, you thought the Hefresh may Math the Raf came at the Yoif time. I'm reading Tom Kiker. Ilosh Yomar Sheibo Koch Litev Tam Mirov Miuto of Mihigid Loza. Okay, good. That's another way of saying you said it. You know, when you said it doesn't make sense. He doesn't use that phrase. He says ain elo. That's divrei nevius. So he's going to say another pshat. So what's the heter? So you ready for the another Yudah now? Page 28. If a gufa did the chol of sagi b'chol sabecha niralani is likely the yofa kibin ashach the midiraisa bottle barov a feel nos and tam gomer. Now the non-kaimon grabbeinu tam kiku deraisa. So you know what he's going to say, my dear friend? No. What? No. Well, he says, he says, the din of Tam Kiker Daraisa is only said by an Isser Lav. But milk, if you hold like the Rambam, milk is what? Yotze min Isser. So that's not an Isser Lav. Remember from yesterday?
Yeah.
So his yisod is Tamki Iker Daraisa is not said by an Isser essay. Tamki Iker Daraisa is only said by an Isser Lav because the Mekairus of Tamki Iker is from Mishras and Nazir is an Isser Lav. The Vela, all these things are Isser Lav. But if we're dealing with milk, Milk is not an Isser Lav according to the Rambam because it's a Yotzei Me'osur, so it's an only an Isser Essay. So then there's no din of Tam Ki Iker Daraisa because it's not, because the Makoros are from Isser Lav. This is a Lom D'Shavur.
That's
crazy. So there's no din of Tam Ki Iker Daraisa really by milk. So it's only face. So therefore, you can have one chosam, and you don't have to come on to this whole thing of the taste of this.
Why
am I looking at him though? What's that? For chomets, shatam ki ikim min haTorah vein lahati b'chosam echad. So he says that, in other words, they wanted to bring a raya that maybe by cholav is chosam echad, so you could do chosam echad by chametz. Then he said, no, cholav is more, and you can compare because they're both not going to be a full tam. It's only going to be so compare the two. Just like by chol, so the Noda Yehuda says no, because cholav is what is not a laugh, because it's yosim nosa, but chametz is a laugh. So mainly you wouldn't So that's an Oda Yehuda. That's a Lomdus and Oda Yehuda. It's good. Oda Yehuda. The Halakha Oda Yehuda. Okay, now let's go to the Halakha Chassid Sofer. And this is another thing, that this is the old Chassam Sofer. When I made this packet, probably, we didn't have the new Chassam Sofer. I probably never, you know, make the packets from the old Chassam Sofers. And I can make, because the new Chassam Sofers, they tell you all the Makoros, and also they're paragraphed, you know, and with Koteret, and every paragraph, it's Gevaldik. It's one of the best things that happened in the world in the past, 20, 30 years is this Chassam Sofer that came in. Yeah. The what? Yeah, it's true. Even though I was a little cynical with the Pasuk.
My Sulovsky says that there are only like three never likes it. So, all the Rashi's.
Well, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, so let's finish. I know you just said my first number one. David is no time here at all for Easter that are next to him.
I mean, it's only be the Rabban.
So it's only the Rabban. So, but it's Mimma Mino, which you gave him the teacher. It's already the Rabban in the first place.
And we mean by Yosef Ben Aser, would they say it's too, like the Rabbanan or the Rabbanan?
I don't know.
I don't know.
The other question is this week, is Allah for my son, or is it only the Shas of Chak for the lands? But we're just like, no, he's saying this is how time people works, and you can always be the Rabbanan, this path is not the Sabbath, and this path is the
He's, I think he's saying it, I don't think everyone agrees with him, but it's much for the. Okay, but now let's do the Chasam Sofer. The famous Chasam Sofer. Could a guy eat eggs? You give. That's a big shayla. Say you're serving eggs for breakfast, and you have a non-Jewish worker in your house, and you want to give him some eggs. So did you violate an Isser of Aver Menachai? Wow. You ever think of that? I give a guy eggs for breakfast, I give him milk. Cereal and milk, Cheerios. Cheerios and milk. Maybe I have given a guy a violation of Aver Menachai, the Ben Noach. Wow. What do you think of that? What do you think? Aver Menachai, the Ben Noach.
Is there Lifnei Iver on that?
Joe Miller, I don't hear you.
Is there Lifnei Iver on that?
Lifnei Minai Shalo Yoshit Yaim Unozer the Iver Benachai Le Ben Noach Shenemar Lifnei Iver Lo Sitei Mechshol. Oh, Joe Miller, my Riddick. What do you think of that? The Halakha Teshuvah Chasam Sofer. Yatsasi ladun b'davar chadash. You in Chulin, in Rikma, right? We did that toast with Rikma. Remember last week, Rikma? Yeah, you remember Rikma. Shemuvur debatesim chidashu deim chadavar yotzim min hachai v'shari. And came near the chorah the esher beitzim with Ben Noach. They can be Israel the only Torah v'lo Ben Noach. Because the only Israel has the heter. Chol of them along the shari, so. Versus, how do you know milk? Milk should be also for Yid also, but for us we have the heter veretzkito sora. That's one of the heterim. Well, but from basa b'chalav we said because the fact that it is a basa b'chalav Torah is matched with that chalav alone is mutter, right? Or the thing that the other thing that Mark quotes or Shechmar's quoting it is that Eretz Yisrael is called Eretz Avos Chalav Dvash. So. Rashad points out that Gemara is saying is it's unlikely that the Torah is going to praise Eretz Yisrael that it's a land full with tray food, so that means the chalav is mutter. So he says, "Hakarami beis masum v'noch." So the Chasam Sofer says that Beitzim should be Osir Ben Noach. Wow.
Why can't they have the same word as us? And it's just
We have that Esther. Who says they get that heter?
It's saying all of the mother period, not mother for Jews. The answer is from the help. Yes, I mean, mother, not
Jews. Why the Torah says the Torah is written to the Jewish community. Chamisha Chumshei Torah is addressed, dear Jew.
Yeah, but we also learn out from the Torah the Isur Melach.
Yeah, I think it's called a Matan Torah. We learn that from.
Right, so.
But the rest of the Torah was not written to the Jews, to the guy. So if there's a Chumra Kula. So that's what Chasam Sofer says. You shouldn't be able to give. So if your worker wants to, you want to be a nice guy, you're serving scrambled eggs for breakfast, and you say to the worker, hey, come. Sit down. Join us for the scrambled eggs. So maybe violating this of the favor. So what's the answer to the question? What's the heter?
That's like the epitome of Sikha. Violate government usher, not violating the usher thing. To tears it from your body, violating the usher of the
government. So Rabbi Eli Goldberg Shlita, he's saying Lamda Shavuot. He's saying Lamda. He's saying Lamda. Clones and Protests, he's saying. Yes, he's saying it's a Protest. But he's saying it's a, in other words, that's a big Hakira in Lamda. Something is in it's a Kloli and it's a Prati. Is it Lifnei Iver? Or that specific is. So is Dover Hayotze an Usser, well, Prati. But I think what he's saying is good. Saying is good. But the Mechaschinich says even better. Rav Shach always quotes it from Rav Shach, but it's really in the Mechaschinich. And that is like this. You don't even have to come on to that. Because who said the whole din of Yotzei Min Asur was ever said to a Ben Noach? In other words, when the Bnei Noach got the Isurim, maybe they only got Avram Menachai, but not the Yotzei Min Asur. That new Isur is also, in other words, there's no heter for the guy, but there's also no Isur for the guy. You understand? So you don't have to come on to Klali. What you're saying is Alam the good word, Alam the Shavur. But the Mechas Chinuch said a step more. He says, whoever said that they ever had the Isser, you're saying, okay, they have it, but it's a Klali, not it's a project. But who says they even had the Isser of Yotze? Oh, yeah? Look inside. Right, they never got this. Even as prati, they never. The Isser of Avram of Yotzei was also written in the Chumash, right? Basayana, Gamol Shnei Pa'amim, all the things that we learned last time. So he says, look, Avraham delays the in Ke Yuchol Lios the Israel Shari the Torah for Benoch Menolon the Mutach. Right, who says for the guy's mutter? Achavim the Yotzei and also whom Mikrod the Tam. The Hatameim, the Esser Tzirin wrote from, Fenoch Legakral, the Esser Tameim, Kam Yisrael Nehemar. In other words, it was never said. Yes, it was never said to the God. In other words, yeah, the Goyim don't have a heter, but he also never got the Esser. Rav Shach always said from Rav Shach, but it's a Mechas Chinuch. And now, what does Rav Eli Goldberg say?
That Ben Noach doctor has more harsh Shemitzah, even for Ibn Achad. For example, there's Ben Noach and the Chumra of Ibn Achad 20 and Ibn Achad might, Ben Israel might only apply to Ophos.
Okay, but again, that's within.
So,
but that doesn't mean that they have an Isser of Yotze.
Oh,
right. There was those Isser of Avraham Menachai when there's Mamash Avraham Menachai.
Yeah, but
if they never had the Isser of Yotze, they never had the Isser of Yotze.
So let's look at the placey. So let's talk about Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu. He doesn't give an answer. He says there is no answer. It's awesome. Don't give your worker scrambled eggs.
Why? I thought he said that they don't
That's the Mechaschina said. That's not the Chasam Sofer. But now let's look at the placey. He's going to talk about Avraham Avinu. Banduel Lorraine Nimrod. The famous song. We sang it at our elementary school graduation. But my family, they speak Ladino. My mother's family is fine. They used to speak Ladino in the house. So there's a famous Ladino song about Avraham Avinu. You have to hear Quando. No, anyone here? You know.
I don't know the words, but I know the song.
Quando rei nimro, val campo salia, ave ela cielo, di la estaria, di tu lusa, ela estaria, querido de nacer, Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu, padre querido, padre bendito, luz di Israel. Same song.
The egg, when it's formed, it's not really part of the animal. It's not an avar from the animal. It's a separate entity.
Yeah, but it's coming out of the animals. The milk is not an avar from the animal, but it's coming out of the animal. So he says, there is Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu gave the three malachim who thought were Arabs, right?
Yeah.
Chem of the Cholav. Yeah, ooh. So what's Pshat there? Pshat Moshayach to Avraham the Naharam. Now I know him. I know him. Kevin Kolom. Who was the base Avraham?
The Malachim.
He didn't know they were Malachim. He thought they were Arabs. So therefore, and he was keeping Kolom Tarakula. Yeah, so he thought they Khadir the Bitkil Kashar Homer Reput Lesser Lula Dreams Pashup Shah, not dreams. So Moko the chef spoke about the streets. Moko Moya Srina Lay Rak Srina wrote the Dover Usher. He asked like that was a follow-up trip. It should be seen as name lesser wrote from Abza wrote to Bakai. Well, Abel no lesser wrote from So he asked the question, how did Avraham Avinu serve the milk? So he says the same answer, that they never had the Kisser Yosef. Same word that the Mechassina says.
Are eggs also? That's
the... Eggs,
Right, Simon, can someone say much simpler than that? Can someone just say, put him up in Torah, so Avram for himself is makbid to keep all the mitzvahs, but for everyone else?
He's keeping all the mitzvahs, so therefore one of the mitzvahs is with the Ever.
Mm-hmm.
So... So the same answer, like the Mechaschinich says. Okay, Rabozai, we have completed packet 7. And, okay, I think we have maybe one. Right, one more share before the answer, but we're going to, then we'll figure out when to give them, you know, how much Hazar you guys need, and then, okay.
Are you going to do a Hanukkah chapter 3?
Shabbos. Okay. Okay, have a good day, everybody.